8:32. Back to our weekend programming. For those of you who are just joining us for this hour because you dig Phil Lempert's food sense, you are in luck because he is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, and we invite you in to spend the next hour with us talking about food, shopping for food, where you get good food, the basis for your choices, whether it's a breakfast, lunch, or dinner. You may be following Phil's television career, the PBS special Phil's Food Sense, which is aimed at helping people understand the three big meals of the day. There is a 60-minute show right now being seen around the country, has been since, I think, October, the first in a series of three, dealing with what goes into the food that you put into your body, and been very well received. Phil, so well known because of his supermarket work over the past, I was going to say many decades. I'll say several, pal. How's
No. Maybe, you know, like 2 years.
That doesn't make you an expert, though. You will not be considered an expert unless you have notches in your belt. You've got a few notches in your belt. We'll be talking about some of the so-called dirty secrets of the natural food industry. There is a difference between organic and natural. And I'm happy to tell you this leads to great conversation because I have we both have great experiences. Mine through running and being involved in dairying all my life and having a little dairy store where I sell all kinds of things that I'm fussy about getting, making, and putting in the store. And some people say there is no difference between natural and organic. That may or may not be true. It could be a yes or a no.
It could be a yes or no, but I've got to tell you something, Doug. You know, the words all natural, and probably the evolution of that where it really went mainstream was in the early 1970s, where what people were basically doing is taking whatever they were producing, put it in a tan or a brown package with brown letters and throwing all natural on it. That was it. And you know something, there is a substantial difference, which is why what we need to do is really read those labels so carefully so we know what we're getting.
Yeah.
Because very often we don't.
Yeah, and that is part of this. You got to pay attention, folks. This is about you. You and your health and your well-being, more importantly, your family's health and well-being. Why wouldn't you want to know what, A, you're putting into your body, more importantly, the people you love and care about? You want to put garbage and make them crazed for the rest of their lives, or do you want to put good things into their body? And this is what's going on, why more and more people have moved into the so-called locavore movement, which is a favorite of mine. I had a meeting yesterday at my farm store with some local folks who were trying to familiarize themselves with how this store works because it's so unique, it's so unusual in our community and in neighboring communities that they came in and we went around the farm, took a tour. The cows came over and chased the hay wagon around. I put them in a hay wagon and drove them around the farm on a hay ride. And
one of the things, me a hay ride.
You may come anytime you would like, spend the weekend with you and your wife here and have all the hay rides. You would be hay ridden out.
Hay ridden.
Yeah. Anyway, one of the things that came up was the food safety bill, the Senate passage of the food bill. We will be talking about that later on. With someone from a scientific, the Union of Concerned Scientists. And Phil does this just to bait me, and more importantly, to get the facts before you. There are lots of facts that have been misconstrued here, so we'll address them again. And people say, well, the vote was already taken. Isn't this over? Far from it,
Phil. It's not even close.
Yeah, far from being over. This is not over. And one of the things that happened amazingly this week, it's the same old, same old. There were about 24 or 25 senators who said after the vote, when they were moderately accosted by people who asked them why they voted for the bill, some of their constituents said, oh, because of all this. And then when constituents said, well, did you know the bill had this in it? The ungodly reality of, oh, I didn't know that was in the bill. I didn't read the bill.
Nobody reads.
Oh, my God, these people are brain dead. And they look at it and they think it's a simplistic, how can we vote against food safety, which is shows how smart, if you will, the food, big food It was the big supermarket chains, the big food, the big agri businesses that want to put the small farmers out of business. They crafted this bill with the FDA. Hello, look at how much money has gone into the coffers of the senators who are especially on that committee. Harkin should be ashamed of himself. And some of the others, too, on both sides have taken $500,000-$700,000 in their campaign coffers from these big businesses. Who do you think they're going to listen to? But there was so much outcry from the public who realized what was in this bill, even though the bill passed, I think it was 71-25. After the fact, the senators who were told what was in the bill, they said, oh, my God, I wouldn't have voted for that. And now they're looking for cover because the bill has to somehow or other go to a conference committee, and if they don't put it in a conference committee, then it dies. That's their cover. So anyway, we'll deal with that later on in this hour. Phil and I have not been on opposite sides of this, but we have had different points of view about some of the things that are part and parcel of it. But the bill, the discussion of it is so stimulating because it involves your basic right to choose the food that you want. And that is all about educating. And if you take that away from somebody, even if you make stupid choices, it is the end of America. It's the fundamental freedom, choosing what you put into your body and into your mind. It's like smoking marijuana, I suppose, Phil, or drinking alcohol or whatever. If you want to do that, why? I don't want to pay the government to tell you not to do it. Why should I be paying? Well, why should you be paying to tell somebody that they're not very bright for doing this sort of thing?
I agree. However, very different, because when we take a look at really what's going on with the Senate Bill 510, there's no way that they can execute what has been passed.
No, of course they can't. Yeah, they can't. So, and there'd be such a rebellion. The small farmers are already on this. They
They can't. It's a moot point because they're saying that they're saying within 18 months, Doug, within 18 months, they are going to actually be able to inspect, 40,000 farms.
No.
What, with three inspectors?
Yeah.
Come on.
No. They have the inspectors to inspect the big farms, which are where the problem is. And these people in the big businesses that kept pushing and pushing. Well, if you don't make the farmers, small farmers do this, then we're not going to support the bill. And then the senators who've taken all this money from these big aggregates, they say, oh, my God, we better do something about this. And it's all about the political push-pull. It's not about the reality of your food being safe. We want your food to be safe. You need your food to be safe. And you must have the ability to get safe food. But it doesn't come from a bill like this at anybody stretch the imagination.
How do you really feel?
I really feel that way. And I took a line from Jack Nicholson. I was thinking of that as, remember the line from A Few Good Men when he's the in charge of Guantanamo base, and you need me on that line. You want me on that line.
Right.
I tickled myself, if nothing else. Phil Lempert is the guy in charge of Food Sense, and he's brought to you in part by the folks who are America's egg farmers, who bring you the most incredible, this thing, think about it, this little egg that you can eat for 15 cents and all the good that it does for your body. I think that's the thing that conceptually blows people's mind, how good that little 15-cent egg is for you.
Absolutely, and they're an incredible way to not only start your day, but also in the afternoon as a quick pick-me-up. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, no question about it. And a breakfast that contains eggs helps you to stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. Eggs are a great source of all-natural, high-quality protein. And just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents a piece, Doug, just what you said. Eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. So take a trip around the world without ever leaving the kitchen by visiting the recipe section of the incredibleedibleegg.org, home of the incredible edible egg. I would like to be one of those incredible edible eggs that just saunter over the TV screen.
Maybe we can arrange that.
Yeah.
17 after the hour. Good day weekend. Phil Lempert is here.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just save $1,200 a year with USAA. While Justin writes, "Dear USAA, thank you for being completely awesome," with an exclamation point. How does it feel to have auto insurance you describe as awesome with an exclamation point? Switch to USAA auto insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, switch to USAA insurance today. Call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switched. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
It's 18 and change after the hour. Phil Limper, Doug Steffen, and we're joined now by Charlotte Vallès, who is a farm and food analyst with a focus from the Cornucopia Institute on the dirty little secrets, Phil, the natural food industry and what they say versus what they do. There is a confusion, Charlotte, and it has been craftily taken advantage of by those who want to confuse the natural food industry with the organic food industry. Is that the biggest problem?
Right, that's certainly a problem, that companies use the term natural more as a marketing tool to attract people who are interested in the story behind their food and eating foods that that are, quote, natural. And so they do use this term on food packaging, which is not regulated. It's not third-party certified. And a lot of consumers do have the term natural and the term organic.
What does it mean, third-party certified? What does that mean to the consumer?
Well, to the consumer, it means it's not just the company's marketing department that decided, okay, the term natural would look good on this
package.
So
who would be the third party?
The third party would be, for example, in the organic community. In order to have the term organic, you need to have an organic certifying agency. So that would be the third party that do inspections at least once a year that require record keeping of, for example, what kinds of inputs were put were used in the farm or in the processing plant.
Right.
So that's what we mean by third party certified.
Well, back to Charlotte's first point, Doug, which I think is the most important, that most consumers don't understand.
Right.
When you see the word all natural on a package, there is no regulation that says what all natural means.
Right.
So I have seen products that have all natural on it that have anything but all natural.
Well, what does that mean, all natural? It could be fertilizers, for example, all come from the ground, but there's some that are organically work better versus the stuff
I'm not even concerned about fertilizer.
No, I know. I'm talking about the product, but I just use that as an example, knowing that experience from the farm. Stand by. Charlotte continues with our farm and food analytical approach to this problem.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Medicare.
Eat your food, don't wear it. Pass your plate and share it. Eat your food, I swear it makes you.
The food you eat, the body you have. What about your life? Are you interested in having your body be the best it can be so you enjoy your life? The business about the hostess Twinkie diet, remember all of that stuff? Amazing things. Sometime I want to ask you, Phil, it was in my mind this week about how to cook things, whether you you get involved in the health and well-being and the quality of foods and are asked by people all around, organizations all around the country to speak about food in its various forms. But what about the utensils we use to cook the food? I think that would be an interesting exercise. Right now, however, we're focusing on the so-called natural food production, which is a ruse and has been, the word natural has been a ruse. Organic, in fact, Charlotte Valleys is here with us, who's a farm and food analyst with the Cornucopia Institute. I have felt, Ms. Valleys, that the government has ruined the value of the organic name, if that's what it is, the selection or usage of it. And I wonder whether you see that as well. The initial strength of that has been watered down by the usual government bumbling and fumbling around. Do you agree?
Well, not just government.
Yeah.
I'll take issue with that. There's been a lot of food companies, organic food companies, that haven't played by the rules either, and as a result, consumers have lost confidence in it. If you look at milk, you know, organic milk is a perfect example of that.
Yeah.
Right, and that's why at the Cornucopia Institute, that's what we do. We are a watchdog group, and we do believe very much that the organic label is the gold standard. It really has meaning because it is third-party certified. And because there is one set of standards, and yes, it is government standards, but everybody has to abide by those rules. And
But they're not.
And they're being administered differently at different levels depending on who you are.
Exactly. Exactly. And that is a problem, but I mean, there is enforcement action, which under the Bush administration was very, very lax and missing, but there is a new administration.
But a surprise.
I do think that this new administration is taking it very seriously. And, in fact, the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture, Kathleen Merrigan, said this is the age of enforcement in organics. And So,
well, what does that mean? The problem with all of that, Charlotte, is the heavy hand of enforcement before, you know, government, and this is a philosophical thing, you can say what you will, Bush was a boob, and nothing really functioned particularly well when he was president. But there are a lot of people who are pretty uncomfortable with this presidency as well, for perhaps the opposite reasons. The heavy hand of the law or enforcement comes down before somebody comes to you. I mean, in the idea of government is to help, or you'd like to think that would be the case, and going in and saying you're fined $5,000 for doing this, rather than going in the first time and saying this is a problem, can we work with you to help you fix it?
But the problem, Doug, we don't have the staff. The FDA and USDA are so understaffed and have.
Well, that's because they're both doing the same thing. They waste all these people. They have people doing the same damn thing. They ought to separate.
Well,
the government ought to straighten out who's doing what.
Talked about we should have one food service agency.
Yeah.
No question about that. But still, it's about staffing. It's about money. But also what I want to do is I'd like to shift a little bit, because one of the things that Charlotte is really going to bring to us is for our listeners to understand that we get that all natural means nothing. But when it comes to soybeans in particular, and soy continues to increase in popularity, we're seeing soy in many more foods than ever before, even though you might see all natural on a package of soy, there's this little dirty secret called hexane that frankly could be doing us a lot of harm. Am I right, Charlotte?
Right, yes. A lot of consumers just don't know what goes on in the processing of these so-called natural foods. So
tell us. Tell us what goes on in the processing of natural foods.
Sure. So when you see on the ingredients panel, ingredients like soy protein isolate and soy protein concentrate, which is the main ingredient in a lot of meat alternatives and veggie burgers and protein bars, those soybeans, when they were harvested, one of the first processing steps that they went through was immersion in a chemical bath. And this chemical bath is meant to separate out the protein from the oil and other components of the soybeans. But in this bath, about 50 to 60% is N-hexane, which is recognized by the CDC and by the EPA as a neurotoxin. It's also very explosive, and there have been explosions at soybean processing plants. It's also a hazardous air pollutant. So the EPA.
So how has it been taken out? How is it? It's not required. Why hasn't that been fixed? Who's in the way at the FDA or wherever else it is? Who's pushing? It must be the big agribusinesses that find this to be usable, acceptable, necessary, and they don't want to take it out. It sounds the name hexane sounds bad.
I know. And to add to that, the oil companies are behind this as well, because because hexane is a byproduct of gasoline refining.
Yeah.
So the actual suppliers of this chemical are Exxon and Phillips. Yeah. And
pardon us while we chuckle. We have to pause the bottom of the hour here. Here it is, the hexane. Why don't we think about that with regard to whatever else may come out of a gasoline or some petroleum extract, Phil? It sounds like it's very good for you, though, doesn't it? I want to have some hexane with my cereal this morning. Let's pass the hexane, please. It's half past the hour.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. Bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Now 33 after the hour, this is the Good Day Weekend program. Phil Lempert is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, and we're talking about food, organic food, the things that are used to create specifically the nutrition that you associate with soy food. Or maybe this is the old, I always love the analogy, Phil, of sausage. We all love, my God, do I love sausage.
Ugh,
if you knew what you were eating, you would never.
No. I've been in sausage factories since I was a kid. I would never eat that.
You would never eat that stuff. The stuff that comes, the Waffle House sausage, that's the yummiest stuff. Can you imagine where that comes from? Ugh.
The only thing I do Hebrew National hot dogs.
Hebrew National hot dogs. All right, I don't eat meat, but I every once in a while I do sneak in a sausage. And
a Hebrew National hot dog instead.
You would do that. Okay. Well,
yeah. But let me get back to what Charlotte was talking about.
Please, Charlotte Vallis is with us from the Cornucopia Institute.
Because when we look at this hexane extracted soy, what I really want all of our listeners to understand, and for me probably it's those protein bars that people really don't read the ingredients on more than anything else. I think that we are in a phase now where we're looking at ingredients, we're looking for simpler ingredients when it comes to our foods, but not our snacks.
Mm-hmm.
And these, give me some idea, Charlotte, how many of these power bars that are out there contain this?
I would say the vast majority.
So we have people who are eating these power bars as a meal replacement, thinking that they're healthy, and they're doing nothing more than biting into a gasoline byproduct.
Right, you're right. They're biting into a soy ingredient that was literally bathed in this. In this chemical.
But back to Doug's question earlier. You know, okay, we've known CDC and anybody else says that this is bad. This is not something that people should be consuming. It's not good for the air. You pointed out there's been some explosions with it and so on. How is this allowed in our food supply?
You know, how are some of these pesticides allowed? How are GMOs allowed?
Different question.
Well, it's the same companies. Question. What she's getting at is Monsanto and their ilk,
the GMO thing. There have been three court decisions this week against Monsanto and various courts around the world because of them stuffing GMO down the throats of farmers and consumers, and the consumers waking up to it. But it's these companies with all this kind of dough that are pushing it.
Right. I mean, we're talking about...
Wait. Let me just be fair about one thing. Monsanto produces all kinds of seeds, not just GMO.
Well,
Monsanto has non-GMO
yes
seeds
and no.
as well.
Yes
no,
and no.
No, they're, not yes
They don't
no.
have anything. I wouldn't use any of their seeds on my farm because they're treated with stuff, even if it isn't GMO, they're treated with things that I don't want in my soil.
They have all kinds of seeds. They have organic seeds. Organic seeds. They have conventional seeds, and they have GMOs. And again, keep in mind that we're very fortunate in this country. You know, because we've got a lot of land that can grow a lot of things. But in certain countries where the soil is just horrible, Doug, it's not like your soil.
Yeah, no,
they
actually
need GMOs to be able to grow food.
But they don't need to put them. What Monsanto has done is, in their own wisdom, they buy land in some of these countries next to where the good stuff is being grown, and they put their corn, the GMO corn, next to it, and then the wind blows the pollen across, and everything all of a sudden is a GMO era corn, and the people that are there don't like it.
No, I think that 51% of what you're saying is correct, and 49%. And by the way, you know, after this, we'll do a segment on who really killed President Kennedy.
Okay, but it wasn't who you think it was. All right, anyway, Charlotte. But Charlotte's on the right track. See, I didn't know. I know the cornucopia history because they were in my backyard, but I didn't know that they were following this. This is really, the folks listening, this is really bad. If you don't get what Charlotte's saying, this is bad. Using this kind of a thing, and yet nobody is around, and I go back to maintaining that it is because the coziness of these big corporations with the government that this stuff doesn't come out. And because of the good work of the Cornucopia Institute and people like that, we at least know it. So you can be, when you look at a wrapper and you see hexane on it, you know to put it back and don't buy it.
Well, and that's the problem, of course, is hexane is not...
Doesn't show up on the label.
It doesn't have to show up. Right. So the government says you have to list your ingredients, but it doesn't say you have to list how those ingredients were processed. And,
right.
And that's
so
really
what
the
should
problem.
What should we be looking for? Again, you told us earlier, but what are the exact words, if it's a power bar, if it's anything that has soy?
Well, are there brands like Clif Bar? Should you not buy Clif Bar? Or?
Clif Bar is one of the companies that uses the hexane-extracted soy protein isolate.
So don't buy Clif Bars.
If you want to avoid hexane, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
What kind of veggie burgers do you avoid? What's the brand with hexane that has this stuff in it?
Voca Burgers, the Morningstar.
Voca, Morningstar, okay.
Now I'm blanking on some of the others. But we actually, to make it easy for consumers, we put on our website an online guide to where we name the different brands and... and then it shows which ones are free of hexane extract.
Cornucopia.org.
Yep, cornucopia.org.
And is there the /hexane or something? Is that what people do?
If you go to the website, we have actually a lot of different scorecards because this is not the first time we've done one of these guides. And so at the top, you'll see scorecards. Just click on that and then just choose whichever one you want. If you want to see nutrition bars or veggie burgers, just click on whichever guide you'd like to see.
What else, Phil? That tells the story, doesn't it?
I think it's so important. And again, when you go to cornucopia.org, it's not just about this one ingredient, but go through the entire site. You'd be shocked. Mm-hmm. And we're, again, just talking about this hexane. There's hundreds of hexanes that are out there that we need to be careful. And bottom line, you got to read those labels critically.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So definitely, if you look for whole foods, ingredients, things that you actually know that you know what it looks like, for example, those are the kinds of foods you want to buy. So soy protein isolate, for example, you know, if you don't know how that was made, how that isolate was made, then you really should have some question marks pop up when you're in the supermarket.
Is it just as well to stay away from all soy? I have edamame all the time. I love the edamame.
Well, you know what? Soy is, you know, that's a great question because it's like saying, well, high fructose corn syrup might not be the best ingredient in your food. Does that mean you can't eat corn on the cob in the summertime?
No, of course not.
Exactly. So, so soy is the same thing. Just think about it in that way. If you're, for example, buying tofu, well, the ingredient is whole soybeans. They were just crushed and cooked, and that's okay. That's a wholesome food. And that's, of course, very different from a soy protein isolate. So I wouldn't say stay away from soy, just stay away from the highly processed soy ingredients.
And highly processed of just about anything.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right.
Not just soy.
Good job, Charlotte. Thank you for being here to help everybody understand this issue, which many people probably, Phil, have never heard about or never even thought about it before.
Which is why they must listen to Good Day.
Absolutely. It's Charlotte Vallès from the Cornucopia, CornucopiaOrg. That's the institute that has done this research. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, ma'am. In a moment, we have the old business about food fight television and food fight radio. This is going to be a food fight. I guarantee.
Okay.
And depending on Phil and how he curbs me, I will guarantee you that this fellow who's coming up, I will be respectful. Lady, as a matter of fact, I had a man on from this outfit, the scientific, Union of Concerned Scientists. Heidi Moline is going to join us to talk about how swell.
I'm going to get the taser out.
What's that?
I'm going to get the taser out.
Yeah, get the taser out. Okay. She's going to tell us how swell Senate 510 is for all of you. So stand by for that excitement. It's 17 and a half for the hour.
And now for the bonus round. If time flies and money talks, what does wisdom do?
His taxes?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. What should they throw?
Parties?
Correct. Netflix now delivers movies instantly to your TV. Through what?
Oh, through we!
Correct! Woo! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console. All for only $8 a month.
See terms of use.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Everyone knows you make better choices when you can try things out first. And choosing a university shouldn't be any different. At Kaplan University, we're introducing the Kaplan Commitment, a new way to experience classes with no tuition obligation. During our introductory period, you can decide if we're right for you. If not, you only pay the application fee. That's it. We want to help you make educated decisions about your education. Learn more at kaplan.edu/talent or call 866-721-5955.
15 before the hour, the Good Day Weekend program. Doug Steffen and Phil Lemper, the supermarket guru. Check out any number of websites, which he is akin to supermarketnews.com, supermarketguru.com, philsfoodsense.org.
Gooddaycom.
Good day, exactly. You always see. I throw your stuff out, you throw mine. If you go to gooddayshow.com, you'll see a picture of Phil as a co-host and contributor. Click on that, it brings you into his world. Into our world now comes Heidi Moline, who is an analyst for the Scientific Integrity Program at the Union of Concerned Scientists. And our focus is Senate Bill 510, which the folks at the Union of Concerned Scientists say is good for all who eat. I'm going to be quiet for a few minutes, Heidi, because I couldn't be more vehement in my disagreement with the contents of 510 or that premise. But because Phil invited you to come on, he starts.
And with that, again, over the past couple weeks, and in fact over the past 2 years, lots of controversy about food safety. There's no question that we've got the best quality food safety system in the world. Our foods are the safest in the world. That's the good news. But with what's happened in the past couple weeks with the Senate Bill 510 first coming from the House and so on, the different amendments to it, people have gotten more confused over it than any ever before. In fact, probably where people are the most confused is how it relates to small farms and small processors. That's probably been overblown, in my opinion, more than anything
else.
What
has been overblown, the concern or the lack of concern?
The concern of it, and the misunderstanding of what it really means for small farms and small processors.
And the reason and that he's bringing that up, Heidi, is because I, in addition to being a broadcaster, I'm a dairy farmer. I sell raw milk on my farm, processed. The milk is produced to be sold as raw milk as opposed to raw milk that is produced to be pasteurized. And I find very little. I'm one of the foremost experts on this, frankly. I also am somebody who believes very strongly in protecting America from the ravages of big ag and the problems that exist mostly because of the influence that the big money from big ag has on inspection process and the entire system, as is exemplified by a number of recent events. So having said that, I will not hopefully make this into a food fight, but you have said some things that I disagree with. Phil and I agree and disagree on some of this stuff. That's what makes the world go round and what makes these discussions extraordinarily healthy.
So Heidi, with that, and we will not interrupt you at least to begin with, why, you know, what does the Union of Concerned Scientists take a position on with the bill? Let's start there.
Right. Well, the bill that passed the Senate earlier this week, we're very supportive of it, primarily because it does three things. The first is that it requires imported food to meet the same safety requirements as domestic food. And I'm sure as a local dairy farmer, that's something that you're interested in. Also, it will provide the FDA for the first time mandatory recall authority. Right now, food recalls are voluntary, essentially. They can be strongly recommended by FDA, but essentially a food distributor doesn't have to take a product off the market if it's found to be contaminated. And this bill will give FDA the authority to mandate that. And also it will help in trace back of foodborne illness. Right now it's a very complex food safety system. Most food goes through five or more facilities on the way to your plate, and oftentimes the FDA or the Department of Health and Human Services in their own investigation could only trace back 5 of 40 products all the way back to the grower. And so it just shows how complex our system is.
All right, so let me interrupt you for a second.
Let her do all three.
All right, go ahead. Yeah, there's one more.
Right, that was the third one. It would provide better trace back of food during outbreaks.
Okay, so what you've said is exactly true. The thing that is the exception here, when we talk about trace back, it doesn't go through five different, the local bore movement, the local farmer who produces what we call in our neighborhood the truck farmer who is growing lettuce and tomatoes and corn, and the dairy farmer like me where you can go on my farm, you can watch the cows be milked.
Doug, that's not available to everybody.
I'm not saying that it is. No, hold on a second, Phil.
Okay.
What I'm suggesting is that what she has said is necessary, but to have one size fits all where there isn't a problem on the local level is what I object to. I don't object to any of the things that are part of the bill that protect us from the real bad guys. The problem is that everybody's been put into the same kettle, and not everybody in terms of size and, if you will, range of motion are the culprits here. And that's what is really the problem. The problem isn't that we disagree on food safety. The record from the big food producers is abysmal. I don't agree.
But
we
also
have the
small
food
producers
at all.
And again,
country.
What Tester Hagen does, Doug,
yes,
is it really has a sliding scale of what's required from small farmers to big farmers.
Right.
So there is in this bill a consideration for the small
consideration
farmer.
Consideration, true. Does it go far enough? No. There is a consideration. You are right. The Tester Amendment helps to protect the small family farmer, the small butcher, the small baker, but doesn't go far enough. And that's really. But I think that we ought to talk about the positives here. Unfortunately, I don't think this bill is going to go anywhere. But right. At least the idea of
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. And in fact, Heidi, let's talk about that.
Hold
for
on a second. 51 past the hour.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Edible egg.
Food safety bill. Food safety in the focus here. It's Phil and Doug with Heidi Moline from the Union of Concerned Scientists. We've gone over Senate Bill 510. We just quipped sort of Heidi as we had to pause there for a moment. Phil and I, even though we, you know, there are different parts of this bill that may or may not be good, it doesn't make any difference anyway because we don't either of us think it's going to go anywhere because of some of the senators who actually after the vote were accosted by some of their constituents said, oh, that was in the bill? As usual, they didn't read the bill. So they're looking for some cover, and because there were things in the bill that the House is supposed to do, it doesn't look like it's going to go to conference committee. It doesn't look like it'll do anything but die. But that doesn't keep us from wanting to make the system better and perhaps bringing this bill or something like this around to get at what the real problem is. Do you agree?
So, Heidi, what do you think is going to happen with the bill as it stands now? And what I've talked to a lot of food trade associations and farmers about and so on, the undercurrent is that probably come February, it's going to die, and then we start the process all over again. Is that something that you think is going to happen as well?
Right. Well, I think I kind of echo that. And we're certainly optimistic and would like to think that it'll go through this Congress. But unfortunately, the way things look, we can't be sure. And, you know, we might have to look more towards starting from scratch next January. And essentially that's what would happen is the bill would have to go through both the House and the Senate again with the new Congress.
So how many small farmers did you talk to when you were considering what position to take on this bill?
Well, I'll say I'm originally from South Dakota, and so I'm from a rural state that
small farming and business is very important. And my state senators were split on the vote, and I think that really shows how complex the bill is. I think what's important to remember is that most facilities and farms would be exempt if they sold less than $500,000 of food a year. And growers who sell directly to qualified end users would also be exempt. And so there are those provisions.
But here's the nuance to that, and this is the only twist. You're right to a point, yes and no. For me, for example, if I don't sell all my raw milk on the farm directly, if I sold every drop of milk I produced on the farm, I am exempt. If I have to sell some of the excess raw milk to a producer that pasteurizes it, then I come under the rules, and therefore I would be better off to dump the milk out than to send it to some processor to keep me from having to go through all of the rigmarole.
That's one aspect of it. I think the thing that I am most concerned about with this bill, and one of the reasons I think it's going to die, is this excludes poultry, eggs, and meat. And if we take a look at most of our food safety problems in the past few years, it's a lot of it's been ground beef. And this bill has nothing to do with ground beef.
Well, I think that's an important point, is that this bill is just FDA. And from our surveys, we found that FDA lacks far more resources. They're responsible for 80% of our food supply, and yet they only have about 35% of the funding that
USDA has. It's more stupidity on the part of government, because you've got the USDA and the FDA falling all over themselves doing the same thing. Hello? Why don't we straighten that out?
It is a complex system, especially when the eggs fall in the jurisdiction of FDA, but the chickens are in the jurisdiction of USDA.
It's mindless stupidity.
It shows how complex it is.
No, it shows how stupid it is.
We think this bill is a start, and at least with FDA, providing them a little more resources and regulatory power in helping reduce illness.
Yeah. Well, that's
bottom
the other
line is, and look, I'm going to look in my crystal ball. This time next year, Doug, you and I are going to be applauding the fact that there is one food safety agency, that they've combined FDA, that they've combined USDA, and we have a bill that's good for small and large producers.
Yeah. All right, Heidi. Nice job defending the...
She wasn't defending it. She was just being honest.
But she made some good points, and that's important. Heidi, thank you. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
One of the things that I always get a kick out of is that science, and I have this argument with Ken Kronhaus, you know, my medical guy all the time, too. He's evidence-based, but science is always disproving science. And he says, oh, no, that's not it. They're always reevaluating. And it's a lovely doublespeak for, we were wrong, we better fix it because it's imperfect.
Science is a relatively new, and when it comes to food, relatively new technology. We are learning things all the time.
Yep. And that's one of the reasons this program has value, folks, because you're learning things all the time from the expertise of a man who spends his life looking through supermarkets to find, imagine what a tough life this guy has, wandering around supermarkets all around the country to see what it is.
Clean up in aisle five.
Right, there it is. SupermarketGuru.com. Phil Lempert here on Good Day Weekend. Hi, and goodbye.